APSA's Purchasing Managers Index remains below the neutral 50-point mark in April at 47.2 index points, registering an increase of 2.2 points. That's the first rise in 3 months, with a marked change in sentiment towards expected business conditions over the next 6 months. Mielani Maluleke, who's an economist at APSA, joins us in studio now to discuss if this improvement, albeit at a fairly depressed level, could be the beginning of a new trend as we head into the national elections next week. Thanks so much, Mielani, for joining us in studio this evening. So as I say, this is the first increase after 3 months of declines that we're seeing in the PMI. How significant is the rise, given the fact that it still sits below that key 50-point mark?
That's a good point. So I think we kind of have to put this in context a little bit. In December, we're actually a little bit above 50. Jan, we still remain at that level. But Feb, March, load shedding hit, and we saw a very depressed level in the manufacturing sector, which was also quite clear in the PMI. And I think a big part of this rebound that we've had in April is not much of a rebound. Really, we're still below that 50-point mark. I think it's a reflection of the fact that we've had a full month in April where we didn't have load shedding, so perhaps some normalization in business activity in the sector.
Mm-hmm. Let's drill down into some of the detail here, because the major subcomponents of the PMI paint a mixed picture, leaving the interpretation of it a little bit trickier, but let's try nevertheless. The business activity and new sales orders indices recording notable increases in April. So what have you read into that?
So if you look at the big driver of the improvement in April, it's business activity. And in this data, that is the index, that's the sub-index that is analogous to output. So it's production that basically picked up in April. And perhaps that's not really surprising, given that, you know, manufacturers would have had a full month. They didn't have electricity supply related disruptions. Mm-hmm. So we also did see a little bit of a pickup in new sales orders, and some of the feedback that we got from some manufacturers saying, you know, it's mostly export demand, but there was a little bit of a rebound in domestic demand as well, but certainly not quite enough to lift it above that 50-point neutrality mark. But, you know, even though there was this normalization in activity levels, you look elsewhere, inventories and employment in particular, that sub-index coming in particularly depressed, which manufacturers basically saying, you know, the pressure on jobs in this sector is still very much downwards at this stage.
Let's hone in on the inventories index, because that's slumped quite significantly. It's more than 10 points below its recent high, which was hit back in February. Have you noticed a shift in trend as far as stockpiling is now concerned, building inventories is concerned, given the demand scenario that these manufacturers are having to cater to?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of caution right now from manufacturers. It's pretty clear in the data. We've seen it for a number of months right now, where manufacturers say, you know, I'd like to see, you know, sustained trend of improving new demand before I can build inventory levels. So it's a trend that we certainly have seen for a while, where manufacturers are keeping inventory levels as modest as possible in the face of weak demand.
How do you see that impacting pricing power? Because the purchasing price index declining slightly compared to March. Demand, as you highlighted, starting to show some improvement, but one still questions just how quickly producers can manage to move on to higher pricing mechanisms in the near term.
It's very hard. And in fact, you see this, it's part of the reason that consumer price inflation in South Africa has been relatively low, and it's surprised to the downside for quite a number of quarters, even to the South African Reserve Bank, is because manufacturers, retailers find it very difficult to pass on the higher costs that they're actually facing from a weaker rand and many other factors. They find it very difficult to pass this on to the consumer, because the consumer is just in a very tight position right now. So it's almost as if retailers in particular saying, if you pass on an increase, you may lose market share, and maybe when demand comes back, you're kind of out of the game. So there is a lot of caution on that front as well. And I think it's going to take some time before manufacturers and retailers in particular, I think, find scope to push those price increases to consumers in a strong way.
While you've got the bright spots that we've highlighted and that being offset to an extent by the duller points as well, respondents turning slightly more optimistic about business conditions in 6 months' time. And we saw that index rising to 62.3 points in April, in fact. I mean, what's the basis then of that optimism? Do we just see this as, manufacturers or producers being pretty fickle and influenced very easily depending on the headlines of the day?
I suspect it could be a couple of things. I mean, in March, we had six straight days of stage four load shedding. I mean, at that time, obviously, the situation looked quite bleak, and it wasn't clear for how much longer we could have load shedding. They managed to stabilize that. We got into April. We had a full month without load shedding. And perhaps some of the optimism comes from that as well. But I think one of the other things that you're also hearing from manufacturers is saying perhaps post-elections political and policy environment will be a lot more stable mm-hmm. and supportive than we have seen in the past. And perhaps that's where some of this optimism is coming from.
Yeah, one would hope it's the latter, because you'd also expect South Africans to have become a little bit more circumspect about, you know, the fact that, yes, we aren't seeing load shedding, but what the real motivator of that is it just an electioneering tool moving forward? And that really putting us in a tricky situation, right?
That's right. I mean, the situation at Eskom is still pretty fragile. I mean, they came out early this week, saying, yeah, they've managed to stabilize, plant performance is up a little bit, but they cannot rule out the possibility that we could see more load shedding. So yeah, the system situation is still pretty tight. The problems at Eskom are still quite large, and I think it's going to take quite a number of years to fix them.
Let's leave it there. Mialani, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Mialani Maluleke, who's an economist at APSA.